Well, hello. We are now starting 2 Samuel. Today's readings, 2 Samuel chapters 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 1, David is being told that Saul has died. And it is interesting that it is an Amalekite that brings the news to David, because the Amalekites are the ones that were supposed to be wiped out by Saul, which is what caused him to lose the kingdom in the first place. So David gets the information, finds out that this man actually was the one who ultimately killed Saul. Saul was already wounded, but he wanted to die. Saul asked him to kill him, and he did that. But he also took his crown, took his the band on his arm, and brought them to David. Doesn't say it, but thinking that he's going to get some kind of reward, or at least he's going to have favor in David's eyes for doing this, because everybody knew that Saul was chasing David, so that was going to be gone. David says to him, "Why do you think that you could kill the Lord's anointed? I don't get that." And so he had his men kill the Amalekite. And then David sings a lament, writes a lament and sings it against for Saul and Jonathan, talking about how great they were. The mighty have fallen, he says multiple times. Then you get to chapter 2, and you have David is anointed the king over Judah, but he's not the king over Israel. So he has part of it, and it takes a few years for all that to come about. And there's this battle going on, because this guy Abner, who was Saul's chief of the army, he was his commander. He has appointed Ish-bosheth as Saul's heir, and so he's made him the king of Israel. And he is fighting now against Joab, who is David's captain, and they're fighting. There is a literal running battle with one of Joab's brothers. Abner tries to get him to cut off the chase. Apparently Abner's a very good soldier, and he turns and he kills him. And that comes back in chapter 3. Then Abner tries to negotiate a peace with David and does that. Abner comes to where David is staying. I believe it's in Hebron, if I remember right. And Joab gets there just after Abner has left. He says, "Why have you done this? He was just sneaking around. He was just trying to find out what your movements are. He's going to attack you." David said, "No, that's not true." Joab sends someone to go get him. He comes back, and then Joab and his brother kill Abner because of what he did to their brother. You see this theme of revenge going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's just something that people tend to do, don't we? And you're certainly seeing it played out here, and it's not the last time that we're going to see it. So anyway, enjoy the reading. We're now getting into David. It won't be long, and he will have the entire nation of Israel under his control, and he will ultimately now be, after quite a long time, the full king that God had Samuel anoint him to be in placement of David. Remember, David is the king from the tribe of Judah, but through whom Jesus will come. So all of this is setting up that kingdom, because David's throne will last forever. So enjoy the reading. It's exciting, pretty fast moving, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Have a good evening.